described as a Mary
had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a segment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Could you also clear up, Mr. President, whether Iranian cultural sites would be on any future target list?
Well, as I said yesterday, it was very interesting. They're allowed to kill our people. They're allowed to maim our people. They're allowed to blow up everything that we have, and there's nothing that stops them. And we are, according to various laws, supposed to be very careful with their cultural heritage. And you know what? If that's what the law is, I like to obey the law.
Ha!
But think of it. They kill our people. They blow up our people. And then we have to be very gentle with their cultural institutions. But I'm okay with it. It's okay with me. I will say this. If Iran does anything that they shouldn't be doing, they're going to be suffering the consequences, and very strongly.
Is this any way to run an illegal, unnecessary, destructive war? Self-destructive is really what it is. I mean, this is happening right now. He is sitting there in that yellow chair with Melania sitting there like a hostage in a hostage video, and the Prime Minister of Greece announcing that he doesn't understand why we have the laws of war. He doesn't understand that you don't torture somebody because then you put your own troops in harm's way of being tortured. He doesn't understand that you don't hit UNESCO heritage sites that are 100,000 years old for a conflict, probably will be, mediated in some sort of an agreement in a third country down the road. He doesn't understand any of this. So everyone had to yesterday he said 52 sites, he'll attack the cultural sites. Then they asked him, did he mean to say that? He doubles down and he said, well, they kill our people. That's what war is, and it's what you're choosing. It's what you're choosing. You are the commander in chief, and you can choose not to go to war like when Iran went into the Saudi oil fields and, dropped some drone bombs on. We decided we wouldn't get involved. And you know what that did? That forced the Saudis to make overtures to the Iranians to settle it out, to get it right, because America wasn't about to. And now all of a sudden we're in, and now we're out, and then we're in, and then we're out. And yes, we're going to bomb cultural sites. Then he says, yes, we're going. Well, I'm doubling down. I'm going to. Then you have Pompeo saying he never said it. Then they say, yeah, he said it. He didn't mean it. And now he says, I said it. I meant it. I won't do it because I like to follow the. I mean, this is the gang that couldn't shoot straight. Our troops deserve more than this. Okay, you can't have, 50,000, 60,000, 65,000 young kids in harm's way, willing to jump out of airplanes, willing to attack, willing to put their lives and limbs on the line, with a gang that couldn't shoot straight. You know, when you have a gang that can't shoot straight, I suggest avoiding the shooting. Just a little handy, little reminder. Avoid situations that involve shooting, for God's sake, for the love of Pete. Heavens to Murgatroyd. It's just like, they say tragedy plus time equals comedy. So one day, this is going to be the funniest thing ever. I just wish it was right now. And it could be. It could be. If you had any Republican senators or any Republican members serving in either house who believed in the Constitution and a sane president, and that our troops deserve better. But we don't have that. I'll tell you the truth. Not a single person knows what Trump's strategy is. And from listening to this unhinged little thing with the yellow chair and Melania sitting there as a hostage in a hostage video, I could tell you he has no earthly idea what he's talking about. He only becomes animated when he talks about killing things, destroying things, maiming things, burning things, attacking things, and impeachment and Senate trial. You know, this is the only time I'm innocent. I didn't do no collusion. No, the man is a freaking liar. No one knows what he's doing, including him. The entire world is in freaking chaos because discussing Trump and strategy in the same breath, this man is total id. You know what? You know, talking about Trump and strategy, it's like looking at your dog when it's humping your leg and wondering, what is the end game here? Do you notice? What does victory look like for you? He doesn't know. He just does it because it feels good to him. He doesn't know. And so now we have all these press conferences suddenly today. Everybody, like, post facto, after the fact, you have Esper, you have Pompeo, who, by the way, was telling Donald Trump about, you know, killing Soleimani months ago. Months ago. And now, after the fact, they have to come up with a legal rationale because we have laws in this country. And they have to say there was an imminent threat, but they can't even make themselves say that because they know it's not true. Jackie Spirit was on CNN about an hour or hour and a half ago, whatever. She is part of the Gang of Eight, okay? She's seen the intelligence. Here is what she said about it.
So I have seen the intelligence that's been provided by our intelligence community and also the letter from the president. So that amount of information does not make me feel confident that we have done what is appropriate. I think that this will go down in history as an epic foreign policy blunder by the President of the United States. I fear for all of our service members. I chair the Military Personnel Subcommittee. I've been at Fort Bragg, and now with no notice, all of those families have had their spouses sent off. We now have 40,000 members of our military in the Middle East.
Esper said that the proof, so you've seen the intelligence. When he's talking about the intelligence, he's saying it was more than razor thin. It was persuasive. He said it was only a matter of days, certainly no more than weeks. Soleimani was caught red-handed on the ground in Baghdad. And then just making the point of when one terrorist leader is meeting with another terrorist leader, essentially he was indicating they were hatching a plan, and only a matter of days, certainly no more than weeks. Is that what the intelligence told you?
I think what Secretary Esper is saying is an effort to defend the impulsive actions by the President of the United States.
Right.
And unless he's reading different intelligence than I am, I can't say that it was persuadable. It was vague.
Because there was no imminent threat. Because if there was, you would take out the operators. You would take out, you know, whoever was the plotter. You know, whoever was, not the planner. Not the planner. It's, you would take out the, you know, the Muhammad Attas, for those of you who remember the 9/11, who were all, you know, 15 of the 19 hijackers, Saudis. Two from Lebanon, one was from the UAE. Honestly, no one from Iran. You know, you don't take out a general and expect to stop a plot. If anything, if you took out their general, it would make them want their revenge. They would want. And so if there was a plot in place that was about to take place, it was imminent, it was, you know, then the people who were doing it, the people who were positioned and the people who were instructed about targeting and plotting and execution of that, they're still there. We took out one freaking general, second only to taking out the Ayatollah himself. And this somehow was going to stop an imminent attack on God knows what. I mean, it makes no sense. Because this is Donald Trump, and the longer you're around this man, the more likely you are to do stupid things. That should be his campaign slogan for 2020. Trump, I do stupid things. Come join us and get stupid. You know, stupid gets exponentially more stupid when all the smart people are removed from the room. Just remember that.